The march started with a rally in Wooldridge Square Park in downtown Austin. People under umbrellas surrounded a gazebo where supporters took turns speaking. Marvina Case was a keynote speaker. She's African-American and tried to press the case that President Trump has a diverse range of support, even if the crowd she was addressing was mostly white.
If he's racist, why would I and millions of other minorities vote for him? Why would 14% of gays vote for him if he hates homosexuals?
Part of the way through her speech, a small group of anti-Trump protesters, some covering their faces with bandanas, showed up on the sidewalk of Wooldridge Square Park and started chanting. That drew a group of Trump supporters toward them, trying to drown out the chants with their own chant. There was also a confrontation as a protester tried to grab an American flag from a Trump supporter. Austin police officers broke it up.
Let go of them. We're on public property. Let go of them. What'd they do?
Back at the gazebo, speakers continued for a few more minutes until a police officer told them they had to start marching because they were already running behind schedule. The March for Trump wound through downtown Austin with police temporarily blocking traffic, while a few protesters followed and heckled the marchers. Others videotaped them. Nick DeMint says he came out to protest against the march after closely examining the Facebook event page.
I've seen lots of language threatening pretty much anyone ideology that doesn't support a kind of white nationalist viewpoint. And on top of that, I've seen a lot of Confederate flag stuff all over their page.
Neil McQuarrie, one of the marchers, said he supports President Trump because of his tough stance on border security, his opposition to the Iran nuclear deal, and his skepticism of international trade agreements. McQuarrie says being a Trump supporter is difficult in Austin.
I've been spit at, I've been swerved into, I've been cussed at, I've been attempted to be silenced in class. I go to ACC, and I've gotten into arguments.
Samuel Hyde is a University of Texas student who also believes Trump supporters are unfairly treated in this city run by Democrats.
Austin is a complete hellhole. It's a hotbed, it's a communist training ground. I'm tired of the radical left going around and beating people up just because they have different political opinions.
When the march arrived at the state capitol, Trump supporters gathered on the south steps and chanted,
"Eight more years! Eight more years! Eight more years!"
There were also some Trump supporters acting as a sort of self-appointed security force, wearing radio earpieces and getting in between marchers and anti-Trump protesters. At one point, a man wearing a Veterans for Trump shirt pulled back his shirt to show a holstered handgun in his pants to some of the masked protesters heckling the marchers. Later, he was walking with one of them and talking in what seemed like a temporary moment of reconciliation, or at least civility. The March for Trump in Austin was one of at least 50 that happened across the country on Saturday. Nathan Bernier, KUT News.